You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Will you save your house? What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're going to cover it all. This is the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray podcast. Good call.
Coming up on the Good Call podcast, Donald Trump, J.J. Watt, Tim Tebow hits a home run, sweating on stage, touchdown celebration dances, and the 112-year-old vagina. And now here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
You know what I love, dude?
What?
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Good Call.
Welcome to Good Call.
I am obsessed with LaCroix. You know that drink? Now you're talking to somebody who doesn't
eat sugar, right? Yeah,
so
that's why you're so trim.
It just has a little bit.
Not even a Sour Patch Kid every now and then.
No, because I'm not. Here's my problem, dude. I'm with sugar the way I am with alcohol.
Oh, okay.
So when people like,
because you're sober now. Wait, I'm just not sober.
I just know.
Yeah.
So
because
like,
you had your run.
I just know that if you crack a bottle, I can't go, hey, do you want to have a drink? If we crack a bottle,
we're going to finish that bottle.
Some bad shit's going to happen.
So the way you approach drinking is the way you approach Pringles.
Yeah. If you say, don't say, do you want to have a chocolate chip cookie? What you say to me is, do you want all of the chocolate chip cookies?
Do you want to put the chocolate chips in a bucket?
And yes. Do you want me to open up this bag of chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
And do you want me to watch you shovel every last one into your fucking hole?
Wow. You don't seem like you have an addictive personality like that.
It's what I know that about myself.
Yeah.
But I'm addictive about everything else. Like when I got.
You sound like a college girl who just figured out that she can't have tequila. And she's like, I know myself. So that's why I'm not going to. Look, no, Becky, I appreciate you like wanting me to go to Cabo and like get the double suite room and like pitch in for the boat and all that stuff. But like, I know myself. If I get on a boat and there's guys there that are like kind of cute that I don't know and one of them looks like my ex, I know myself. And I know I'm going to fuck them.
All of them.
All of them. I'm going to fuck all of them. Even if he has friends that aren't even like that attractive, but they have like cool pants.
No, that's me.
Yeah.
Except my version of fucking every dude on a boat is
eating a bucket of chocolate chip cookies.
No, like, so if it's booze.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go fuck every girl on a boat.
Right.
But I am this dude. Hey, Josh, I dare you.
And
whatever
Jesus
comes after that, I'm doing.
And everybody likes that guy, by the way.
But that's what happens to me when I drink.
That was the guy at camp who was like,
yes,
who would take like, lick that slug.
Yes. Yes.
Or,
you know what would
drink
be funny?
That piss.
If a sentence starts with, it would be funny, it'll end with, let's ask Josh if he'll do it.
Wow.
And
you were that kid for a little bit.
That's why I ate a live cockroach on TV because someone basically said, will you do that? And
now,
I was like, yeah, I guess.
Now, had you even ever thought, you were already open for things like that, or did you just have a moment where you were like, why not, dude, be a hero? The moment presented itself. There was a crowd, we're performers at heart, so like when you see an audience, and shit, if you're on any sort of, how many times have you seen like a talk show where they're like, the host is like, do this, and the person's like, no, and the crowd's like, come on, and the person's like, okay,
yeah,
and then Joseph Gordon-Levitt tap dances or some shit.
What I've learned about that is I would say 80% of the time they don't tell the guest.
No.
Because if you tell the guest, he can say no.
Oh.
So there were times where I sprung things on people especially the live show that I did.
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to do? Say no?
Yeah.
And after they're like, that's a fucking dirty trick. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It is. Yeah. Sorry. You know what you signed up for.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it is a dirty trick, but you ate the cockroach. So, but that's why. But that LaCroix.
Yeah. It's delicious.
I had,
it's like flavored.
It's sparkling water with
a little spit of
some sort of flavor.
Yeah,
and I right now I ate it. I drank three last night. My wife was like, "You are like a crackhead." It was like,
wow, yeah, because it's better. Water sucks.
It's kind of. It's my theory with salads too. You never see somebody super happy looking eating a salad.
No.
It's always like, well, I gotta eat this fucking You know what I mean? Because you're like, it's almost like, I know this is good for me, but nobody goes into a salad like they go into a piece of pizza.
Nope.
You've seen someone's face when they eat pizza. They're like, this is fucking.
So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever see someone like, oh, when they dig into that kale and quinoa salad? You ever see?
Yeah.
But you're like, no, I'm going to eat the fucking kale and quinoa.
Looks like they just got like caught having an affair with, you know, like a PE teacher or something where they were like, oh, fuck, should have been. I mean, I don't know what I'm more upset about, that I fucked a PE teacher or that I got caught.
My PE teacher would not have been my PE.
Most PE teachers, I think, unfortunately, have a bad rap of just not being attractive people.
Well, I think the stereotypes come from somewhere, dude.
Yeah.
In general, who do you think, what teacher teaching what subject was in general the best looking?
Science.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's say anything in the home ec field.
Yikes. Not me.
No?
No.
Your science teachers were good looking?
Yeah. Miss Sullivan. Wow.
Really? God,
she was unreal. She rode a motorcycle too. Fuck.
She
pulled
motorcycle?
Up on a motorcycle. I remember one day she left on her boyfriend's motorcycle and we were all like, and she like put on a leather jacket.
You
and
in high school?
These tight jeans. Yeah. Oh. And we were just like, what the fuck is going on?
Was she cute?
Oh, yeah.
See, for me, it was home ec. There was a home ec teacher that was like,
well, you were just turned on by all those chocolate chips and then just carried over. It didn't matter what the teacher looked like as long as they were fucking sea chips around.
I like you call them sea chips.
Yeah.
I love that. Buddy, big, by the way, outside of my obsession with La Croix, and I will be leaving here to find a store that sells them.
I love that.
Big news in sports for me today.
Yeah.
Somebody who I have consistently and always stuck up for because I can't understand why people hate him so much. Somebody who I thought his fame hurt his chances.
Yep.
I was so happy to see Tim Tebow hit a home run today.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Are you a Tebow fan?
Yep.
Now,
I thought what he did for anytime somebody becomes a national sports story for something incredible like Jeremy and goes on a run and not only makes a name for themselves, it is so tough to make it in the entertainment business, in sports. Like, it, so for Tebow to get there after having an amazing NFL college career, and then like, and that just goes to show you how difficult it is to transition. Not all amazing, not all Tim Tebows just go to the NFL and continue to be Tim Tebow. And
Charlie Ward.
And he didn't, exactly.
Yeah.
And then he like got an opportunity. Like, how many teams in was he before he went to the Broncos?
I think he was drafted by the Broncos.
Okay. So, but I mean, came in to back up who again? Was it?
You know,
who was their quarterback before Peyton Manning?
Up.
Do you mind looking that up for us?
Who was he backing up?
Who was Tim Tebow backing up in Denver?
You know who it was? It was the dude with the mustache who played for the Bears, Kyle Orton.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that right?
Yes. Great.
Yeah.
I wish I had a case of La Croix to give you. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. La Croix. Yeah. C-R-O-I-X. Do you speak any French?
Oui.
Yeah, La Croix?
Yeah.
La Croix? I don't know.
How do you just say it? The fun drink with a little bit of flavor.
Yeah. Oh, dude, listen, you should be voiceovering for them right now.
I mean, yeah.
La Croix. The fun drink. A little bit of flavor.
That's all you need is a little bit.
It's not terrible sales pitch, dude.
Tebow, I mean, but now what does this mean? Like, do you think one home run and people are going to jump on? Like, that is a big deal in your first at bat to do that.
Yes.
But now he's got to do it again and again and again.
I think the reason people hate him was basically is being highlighted again today. I can't think of one reason. I can think of two reasons why people don't like him, and neither makes sense. One, some people feel like he pushes his Christianity on people. I don't think so. I think
he just talks about it, and then the media blasts it. And
I don't have a problem with him praying after a touchdown. Like, it's, I don't chastise someone for. And by the way, I think the NFL needs to loosen up a little bit in that end zone. You want to celebrate dance? You want to, this is whatever.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Why are you not allowing, also these guys are still kids at heart.
Yeah,
you know?
They are kids,
when
dude.
They hit home runs, I wish people were fucking like just going nuts every time they hit a home run. But you're supposed to act like you've been there. I remember my high school coach, when I hit a three three-pointer once in I think it was like junior year, and I was like fading away from a corner at the end of a half or some shit, and I hit it, and I fucking like I put my face and I kind of went crazy and ran over the sidelines, and my coach goes, dude, act like you've been there before.
But emotion, you don't want to suppress emotion. Okay, after the Tebow thing, I have a question for you about excitement in sports. Because we're generationally, we're a little different.
Yeah.
Okay, so two reasons you don't like Tebow. One, because of the Christianity thing, I'm not a religious dude. I don't see that he pushes it at all. Two, that the media scrutiny on him or the attention on him can make people hate him.
Yeah.
And I would say today is a great example of that. As great as it is that he hit a home run on the first pitch, as great as it is, it was just the instructional lead.
Yeah.
It was a fastball. Nobody's throwing him off speed pitches yet. Amazing, yes. But this is why people, it's not like the biggest sport feat in the world. So I think people hate him because of how the media covers him. I think the way the media covers him ruined his chances to play in the NFL.
Totally.
Are you telling me he's not better than some of those backup quarterbacks right now?
No, he is.
I think so, just on his fucking heart and running ability alone.
He has the prototype body of a quarterback. He also, what he did in Denver is not a fluke. Like, you can't have come from behind wins in a row. Winner. Isn't that what he did?
Okay. Now
was insane.
His throwing motion is terrible. He's not very accurate. But if you need someone to come in and possibly win a game, or if it's second and three on the 3 yard line and you want to score and you want to, the people are using the wishbone now, right?
Yeah, I guess you put him in the red zone. But then I'll play devil's advocate if he is that reliable and that, you know, useful as you are stating the claim. Why didn't he find another home?
I think his skill set doesn't match up to his distraction level. He's not a good enough football player
to
warrant
that.
The amount of distraction he brings to a locker room. And I think from what I understand, you know, it gets some of the other players like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything. Why is he getting all this attention? So I don't
And maybe he's in the locker room. Maybe he kind of fucking plays into it. Maybe he's kind of a dick in the locker room. We don't know.
What if he just goes dick out in the locker room all the time? What if Tebow's one of those guys that always, you know,
he's like, what would Jesus do? Walk around with his dick out.
Yeah, he would rest his dick on your shoulder. What if he was that dude? His
favorite. Well, then I wouldn't want him on the team. I mean, that's an easy cut. That's an easy pink slip.
It is, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy one. If his big joke was dick out, people are like, Jesus. Well, that's...
We don't know that.
You don't like dick out? What if his nickname was Dick Out Tebow?
Because what player wants to come forward with that info? That they were the guy's shoulder? Like, it was your shoulder that got the dick on? No one wants to say that.
Nobody wants to be that guy.
But maybe... I don't know.
Do you like him?
Yeah, I think... I did find... Look, he's not like the most charismatic dude. And unfortunately, we definitely rank athletes' popularity and likability and everything as far as like, you know, do they have a cool smile? Are they articulate? Are they funny every other interview? You don't have to be funny all the time, but like,
funny at all.
Be lighthearted. Shaq was funny every like eighth interview, but
he tried to be funny every interview.
Yeah. But also like, you know, you're so big and so good. You were like, you can kind of do whatever you want, man. Like you were in Kazam.
Unless
Tim Tebow comes out with his version of Kazam.
Do you think he was a virgin for real?
Yeah.
You don't think he was a Britney Spears virgin?
No.
Britney Spears
was a fake virgin?
Oh my God.
You think?
Oh my.
Is it confirmed? Do you know?
It's a confirmed kill.
You have inside sources?
When she was doing that whole, Justin.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Did you ever see that interview with Justin Timberlake where they were like, Justin, so you were her first, huh? And he was like, yeah, okay. Or something like that.
Nice.
Oh, dude, come on. There's no way.
Well, what I believe more is that Timberlake was not a virgin when he was with her.
Right?
That kid was probably fucking when he was like 12.
Okay, out of the Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and I'll throw in who's a good another, who's more current, Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
in their primes, who not music wise, just like, oh my Lord.
How old is Ariana Grande? I don't totally feel comfortable discussing her sexual.
Can you?
Escapades.
She's got to be older than 18. How old do you think she is? Right.
She's 18 and a half.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to be 21.
I mean, can we talk about Cher or something? Like,
she's 23.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, so who else would you put in there? Britney, Christina, who else would you put in there that you think is good looking?
that took care of business?
That was a pop star. Because I'm asking, like, as far as who you were more attracted to at. So, like,
Christina Aguilera's music was used in sports, like commercials and like, you know, intro videos, more so than Britney.
Yeah.
So that definitely put her in my, also she didn't get as much hype. So she kind of like, you know, that kind of was more appealing.
Yeah.
That she was like off to the side almost.
What about
was like,
Mariah?
Yeah, Mariah. I mean, Mariah really caught my eye when she did a song with Boyz II Men.
I'm a big Boyz II Men fan. I'm not going to lie to you.
Don't lie to me about Boyz II Men ever.
I'm a fucking huge fan.
Have you seen them live?
I haven't. Have you?
Yep.
Did you sing along to I'll Make Love to You?
Yeah. Do I do it in karaoke every chance I get?
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking home run if you can bring it on the high notes. You have to involve the crowd, though. You can't just make it about yourself.
Well, that last verse is a tough high note to hit. Can you hit all those?
If I'm warmed up and like I haven't had too much to drink, yeah.
I'm the opposite way. I need to be warmed up with too much to drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it is kind of a duet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you can get some harmonies in there.
Well, it is a duet. It's sung by two different dudes.
Well, Boyz II Men is
four dudes.
Yeah.
But I know, I think the song itself is sung by two dudes or all four?
No, all four.
All four have.
But I mean, now it's just three. One dude left the group.
Wow. He went straight to men.
Yeah.
Well, not straight to men, but yeah. So, you know, maybe we should do, because you still owe me.
Yeah, a karaoke.
Maybe we'll do that, because I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Could do that. Are you around on Sunday?
I fly back on Monday.
Okay.
I'm in Columbus this weekend.
We can make it happen next week.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So about celebration, because in sports.
Well, Tebow's celebration was the kneel and the did he cross it up for Jesus or what did he do?
Yeah, I think he did, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with. I'm
not okay with it. And not because of its religious, undertones.
Yeah.
I think that you just got to, like, that's not a celebration to me. That's like.
Show me what you, because I know what you think, what you've practiced.
I would do the running man into the robot.
Show me a little. We're on. Show me a little. Show me a little. So for those of you listening, you're going to miss this. Adam is doing the running man into the. Oh.
And then I would fucking do the.
Like oh, that, you do the arm.
And then back. And
yeah.
Then the puppet out. And then.
Where's the ball at this point in time?
Look at that.
Have you already spiked it?
No, I already gave the ball to a kid in the stands.
Really?
And not just like any kid, like the fattest kid you can see in the stands.
Really?
The kid who's like, I don't want that ball because I'm double fisting hot dogs right now. But you're like, trust me, you're going to want this because those hot dogs are going to be gone soon. You'll have that ball forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And you know, when you get older and your lower back is so weak because your stomach's so big, you can use it as lumbar support.
There it is.
I would get two friends and I would do hacky sack with the football.
That's a great idea.
Right? So we just do a little hacky sack circle?
The multiple player celebrations are always like...
But those are the ones that are against the...
Against the rules?
Yeah. In your mind, let's take the three big ones. Let's take baseball, basketball, and football.
Yeah.
In your mind, which one of those do you think the big celebrations are more appropriate? In which one would you say, I could go without it in this sport?
I guess baseball, but basketball, those celebrations are always so quick because they're basically running down court after they do something spectacular. And then it's always, you have a few options. You can either run and jump into your team.
Yeah.
Right. You can either do some
they
sort
do
of like,
after the three,
a lot of hand motions. Yeah. Like, you know, like LeBron does the like, you know, the pushing down thing.
Yeah,
some guys will shoot their fingers, like
the
their guns,
shimmy.
The shimmy.
Yeah.
So it's, but you're also doing it while you're running. So that's, you don't have a lot of, you can't stop, I guess, you know, and then you can run and jump into your team. But it's also like, I don't know, it's a bigger deal. There's so many points in basketball, you know? So a home run or a touchdown seems more appropriate to me. Like after I would hit home plate, I would like do, instead of just hitting the plate, doing some weird cross up, looking up to the sky, fucking whatever. Like, you know, that's cool. But like maybe take that moment to have something worked out with the guy on deck. Maybe even the opposing team's catcher. Maybe you guys do a little thing.
Oh, that's or the umpire?
Yeah.
If you turn to the umpire and go, listen, if I had a home run.
Or the bat boy. What is he? It's just a kid there like to grab the bats, like contribute more.
Did I tell you that?
Be a part of the dance.
When my son bat boyed for the Red Sox and Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
The home run celebration in the dugout where they run through the tunnel of the players.
Yeah.
They had him do that with them.
Wow.
And at the end, did a elbow smash with David Price.
That's incredible.
I was like, oh my God. In my brain, I was like, that's cool if I jerk off to that later, right?
Yeah.
Like,
how jealous were you of that? As far as like,
as jealous man, as I've how, ever like, been.
Can I do that
anything?
As an adult? Yeah.
I asked them. I said, "What's the? Is there like an age limit?"
Yeah.
And they said, and "We like, haven't you. Thought of it, but it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't thought of it, but now that we did, whatever you're at." Hey, everybody, it is Josh, and I'm back to talk to you about Harry's. Listen, stop compromising on your shave and get started with Harry's. For far too long, you've either paid too much for a comfortable shave or you've settled for a low-priced but low-quality razor. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes its own high-quality razors, cuts out the middleman, and ships them directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Half the price sounds pretty damn good, guys. Good shave, good price. It's simple. Get the best of both with Harry's. Listen, we all know the hassle it is sometimes to find a good razor. Not only do we know the hassle of finding a good razor, but we know the hassle of how much it costs. You know, there are only a couple things that the pharmacist keeps behind the counter. One of them is razors. Why? Because they cost so much money. People go in and try to steal them because people can't afford them on a regular salary. From what I understand, in the next debate, Trump and Clinton are going to be talking about the price of razors. Well, guess who's stepping in to help that? It's Harry's, everybody. Harry's, not only is the price low, but the quality is so high, and it is so easy. You go on that website, and what I did is I went and I got the starter kit called the Truman. It's great. Okay, and it doesn't make you don't have to go all in. It's a good place to just dip your little toe in there. For just $15, you get a razor handle, you get shaving cream, and you get three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. Now, you know the Germans know how to make razors. Don't make me tell you why. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's is going to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code CALL. That's C-A-L-L. Go to harrys.com right now. Are you going? Right now. And look for the Truman set. That's Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Enter code CALL at checkout to get $5 off and help support the show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today.
It's like that. You just reminded me of a great Mark Ellis joke. You know the comedian Mark Ellis?
Oh, yeah.
He goes where he walked into an STD clinic and they go, "Trust me, man, you don't have anything."
It's warm in this room today.
Is it? Yeah.
Isn't it a little warm in here?
Something we can do about that?
I'm moist. How are you? My back is sweaty as fuck.
Jesus, are you a big sweat guy?
Not like this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Although, I did tell you about a couple of years ago, I have an alter ego of a guy named Sweaty Guy. And Sweaty Guy only comes out on stage. And so far, Sweaty Guy is undefeated. And do you know what happens? Sometimes
sweating on stage is just the worst.
It's worse because
it's so distracting. And you can't, like, you're going to let that sweat just sit there and then let people watch it, or you're going to wipe it away?
It's not on my face. It's only my underarms.
I can handle that more than I can on the face.
The very first episode I did of My Name is Earl. And I was like, oh no, what is happening? Because I was in this tan shirt, right? So I called the grip department. And I go, hey, my buddy was there in the grip. And I go, you find me some duct tape? And he goes, yeah, man, what's going on? I go, just bring it over. So he brought it by, and I had asked wardrobe. I go, oh, can I get a new pair of socks? And they're like, sure. And I put socks in my underarms, and then I duct taped them around.
Wow.
Because I was sweating, and I was embarrassed to tell wardrobe.
Yeah.
So the next day when I was doing wardrobe, and I had these burns where the duct tape was, where I had to rip it off, and they were like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, then you had to make up a story.
No, I told them.
Oh, okay.
And they go, oh, well, here. And they sewed maxi pads into my shirt. They sewed them in.
Yeah.
And they sewed
it just... Those are tampons.
They're not tampons. Tampons, pads go on the outside and they just kind of absorb, and tampon goes on the inside.
What's the purpose of a maxi pad?
A maxi pad is for somebody who maybe doesn't want to put the tampon in the vagina.
And so they just put a a pad on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically, what? Am I close to being right? I mean,
Do you mind Maria weighing in on this?
Helping us in a little bit? But isn't that right? Like, the tampon is a tinier little thing that goes inside.
Well, everybody knows a tampon goes inside, but
the pad sits in the underwear.
Yeah, you peel off the thing on the back and stick it onto your underwear, wherever, you know, you think the blood might go.
Gotcha. Right. So that
it's like a giant sponge.
It's basically if you're concerned or just do not want to participate in putting the tampon where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also Thinks underwear now, where it's supposed to all be built in. And
just
then,
one giant maxi
pad. Yeah, you just wear the underwear and then wash it normally.
I think probably throw it out is the way to go.
I feel like almost using a tampon.
I mean, do you know what I mean?
There's no rewashing.
I don't know how much Thinks cost, but they can't be too pricey where you're like, I'm done with
this one. Even if it's your favorite pair of shorts and you shit them from a drunken night, all right, well, let me just put a little Tide on that sucker and strap them up for hoops the next morning.
I'm going to go ahead and throw those away.
Just hang them up. Wow.
Yeah.
There's really no male equivalent to that, is there?
To a pad?
No, to just that whole process for a girl.
No. I mean,
I guess just figuring out what your dick is and what... Oh, yeah. Prostate cancer.
Yeah, and you're... After you pee, you know, when you pee, and mine still, thank God, does this, when I'm done peeing, it's done.
Yeah.
But as you get older and your prostate has maybe a couple issues, there's a lot of extra drips.
Yeah.
That's why when you see old dudes wearing khakis, you're like, that's a bad choice. Because
you're going to drip on that thing.
You're going to drip. Yeah. And then that one drop on the, it's like gray pants and khakis. You got to make sure you shake it all out.
Yeah.
Because it can ruin a whole night.
That's what Taylor Swift's song Shake It Off was all about. She was speaking to old men who wear khakis and don't shake it off enough.
I fucking wish.
What if that music video was just that?
Of just old dudes shaking their dicks?
Well, I mean, no, but alluding to that. Seeing the backs of them at urinals and then walking out, and maybe she's walking up and down the urinals singing Shake It Off to them.
I don't know why we just don't do a parody of that.
Speaking of old men, J.J. Watt is probably done with football.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, one of the most dominant, like, just popular figures in sports, not only, I mean, you know, let alone really just became one of those guys where in the NFL he was on, like, every, like, NFL kid commercial. Yeah. Like, he's become, like, I think
Papa John's.
Yeah, dude. Like, he's on Disney shows, like, just a fun-loving, like, a great story, hardworking dude. Fuck. I guess it's just you. Some guys like that, like Yao Ming, when you're that big and you just... You're not superhuman. And the amount of... I don't think that guy... I would venture to guess that J.J. Watt does not pump himself full of drugs every chance he gets.
I don't think he needs to
He seems like he's so, like, natural that when he's like...
He's only 25. He doesn't need drugs yet.
But you know how, like, they're probably getting Toradol shots, like, the sideline and you know, testosterone, which is Toradol, I guess, but just any sort of, like, you know... Help. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's... Like an all-natural guy.
I would agree with that.
Just from what I've seen on his, like, workouts, it's like, you don't do that. You don't spend that much time on your body just to be like, all right, now pump me with some fucking go juice real quick.
I wish there was a little... It was called go juice. I could get some right next to the La Croix.
That's what Adam Devine calls coffee or Red Bull.
Go juice?
Yeah. By the way, he's a big proponent of La Croix.
Is he?
Loves him. That's how I even found out about him.
Dude, I would crack... 8 La Croix right now.
Yeah.
And just drink them. If you, however many La Croix you put in front of my face right now, I would drink.
So if you were a famous athlete, and sorry to burst that bubble for you.
Are you saying it still can't happen?
It never can't not happen. And Dennis Quaid in the movie The Rookie is a prime example.
I mean, I could, like, you have to define level of fame.
Also, what sport? You know what I'm saying?
If you were going to play
Start
a professional
right
sport
now.
Right now, what is your best shot? And
you have to dedicate your life to it. You have to drop everything because you're already years behind.
Right. Now, listen, I think we can both cross the big four off the list. Hockey, baseball, football, basketball.
Probably tennis, too.
Yeah.
Do you realize?
Except
you're not just going to develop a 100-mile-an-hour serve.
But you can be considered a pro.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, if
you're just
you win
okay.
an event.
Yeah.
I go, Excuse me. I think I go either speed walker.
Yeah. Well, okay. And also, that's not a sport, is it?
It's in the Olympics?
No, it's not.
Can you please Google if speed walking is in the Olympics? I believe it is.
Who are you, Donald Trump, just saying things and then being like, I think that's true, and then saying it again, and you're like, that's why it's true, because I said it
twice.
It's
in the Olympics, right? Thank you. It's in the Olympics.
By the way, Trump is like the worst Dr. Seuss character. Just like, I'm going to say this, and then you're like, well, that's not true. Oh, it's not?
Mm-hmm.
What about if I just say it again? You're like, well, that's just you saying it again.
So he's the master. In 1980, he saw a Star Wars movie, and he was like, well, that Jedi mind trick really seemed to work. I think I'm going to try that. And he's been trying it ever fucking since.
It's unbelievable.
He just repeats it. I say, for me, speed walking. Oh,
bowling?
Bowling.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Yeah, that would be the one. And God bless bowling for even being a sport.
But it is. It's on ESPN.
Yeah. Well,
you don't think you think you could be a better bowler than a speed walker? I think you could be a speed walker.
I'm actually a pretty good bowler.
I think you'd be an excellent speed walker.
Nah, because I fucking actually maybe.
I do.
Every time I walk with my mom, she tells me to slow down.
Yeah,
so.
Come on, you're already off to a good start.
And she walks a lot.
Yeah.
She walks every morning with her friends.
You're already beating an everyday walker.
Wow. Okay.
So it's not like you're not starting from behind, buddy. You already know you're better than a group of people who walk every day.
I'm going to call Puma and get me some walking shoes.
I think it's a no-brainer. I think some of the ones that for sure would never happen, ping pong. Have you seen those guys?
They're incredible. And as good as I feel like I am at ping pong, I'm recreational level. I'm good recreational level where I could walk into a ping pong center and play a couple guys and be competitive and lose like 21-12.
Yes. Those guys, I'm more in awe of those guys than any Michael Jordan dunk, Tiger Woods. When you watch those great ping pong players hitting balls from under the table with top speed and top spin and velocity, like have you watched those volleys?
Yes.
You're like, what the fuck is happening?
It is impressive, but you're more impressed by that than like Jordan dunking from the free throw line?
100%.
Wow.
100% more impressed.
I don't know what that says about you, but
that
it says
something. I know what's more fun to watch.
Yeah. I guess it's also more relatable. Like jumping from the free throw line is something you've never tried.
Or
you've tried to play ping pong. So in your head, you're like, you can put yourself closer to maybe doing that someday, but
because
never.
Because one is like, somebody like me could do that. And the other one's like, nobody like me could ever do that.
Yeah.
It's why I think Steph Curry is actually so popular, because he's not the biggest dude. He's not the best athlete, right? He's not the best jumper. He's not the strongest
guy. And dude, he chucks up threes like most pickup game guys at 24 Hour Fitness. You know what I'm saying?
All his shots, those half court shots, we play horse.
Yeah.
We shoot those too.
That's exactly what it is.
That's why, to me, he's so relatable, because people are like, well, that guy isn't that far off from me.
No, he's just doing it on the highest level.
Right. Now, anybody who thinks that Steph Curry is close to you, you're smoking better shit than I've ever.
No, that's what we're saying. Steph Curry is not that good.
Yeah, that's bad. But for me, ping pong, my God.
And you would love to be sponsored by LaCroix. Like, that would be your thing?
LaCroix? Sure. Oh, a ping pong player is sponsored by LaCroix?
How come there hasn't been a straight... Like, Tiger changed the game of golf and got all these sponsors.
Yes.
There hasn't been one for ping pong. I guess it's just not popular on that level. Like,
It isn't in China, I think.
But maybe that's because... Maybe that's on ESPN. Like, they're the ones who got behind bowling and made that at least probably a little bit more exciting.
Maybe so.
Also, the thing about the movies, like Kingpin...
But what was the ping pong movie? With Christopher Walken.
Exactly.
In it. What was it? With Christopher Walken?
Ping pong play. No,
And didn't it have Josh Gad in it?
No, the other guy, not Josh Gad.
the other guy who kind of looks like Josh Gad.
Yeah, another heavy set comedian.
His name is like Zabara or Bara or Josh Gara.
No.
Zara. Manara.
No.
Menora.
Nope.
What's your favorite Hanukkah song? Dreidel. Rock of Ages.
Oh, Hanukkah is pretty good.
It's not terrible.
Yeah.
We have terrible songs. It's not as much fun. What's that ping pong movie?
Balls of Fury.
Not bad.
Wasn't the worst.
Not great.
The best. Nothing. I have to tell you, I have Cool Runnings all set to watch this weekend computer in Columbus.
Wow. Because you have not seen it, correct?
I have not seen it.
What was the movie you wanted me to watch? Or did we decide on one?
Did we?
Well, I don't know. Let's figure out a sports movie I haven't seen.
Okay.
Name some of your favorites. Cool Running is in my top 10 of favorite movies ever, but definitely top 5 of favorite sports movies.
All right, for sports movies, for me, let's get rid of the ones like Rudy that we've
seen
that we've all seen. Hoosiers that we've all seen.
Coach Carter.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, great.
That we've all seen. Let me think.
Field of Dreams, Major League.
So good.
Big League.
Bull Durham. Angels in the Outfield, obviously.
Mr. Baseball.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Replacements with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
fun.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
The Longest Yard.
Pretty funny. Both of them, the early and the... You saw the Burr one with Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
I don't know what else. What other...
Bend It Like Beckham?
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
Yeah.
How was it?
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Ladybugs.
Saw it.
Yeah, great movie.
What was the one with Robert Duvall and Will Ferrell, the soccer movie?
Oh, Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That made me laugh.
Blades of Glory?
Oh, fucking...
An incredible film.
Made me laugh.
Wow. I mean,
have you seen
Sixth Man?
Sixth Man?
The Sixth Man?
The Celtics one?
No. That's, you're thinking of Celtic Pride.
Celtic Pride.
Where Damon Wayans gets kidnapped by Aykroyd and Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
Judd Apatow wrote that.
Sixth Man's which one?
Sixth Man is... I think it's Marlon Wayans and his brother, and their brother is playing for the University of Washington, and his brother dies, and he comes back as a ghost and helps their team, like, win.
As soon as you said Marlon Wayans, I was like, no, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good.
Is it really?
The Air Up There.
Space Jam?
Of course, but The Air Up There with Kevin Bacon. Holy shit.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
You have two movies to watch, and I'm not even fucking kidding.
What's the Air Up There?
Kevin Bacon is a college basketball scout, and he goes to, I think, Nigeria, deep into the, like, fucking jungle.
You saw Ollie?
Ollie's incredible.
Okay.
And scouts this, like, 7'2" amazing kid and is like, we got to bring you back to the States, and I'll leave it at that. And Bacon is unbelievable in it. He's unbelievable in everything, but
You saw Vision Quest?
No.
It's an 80s movie.
Of course it is. Vision Quest was not a fucking Katharine Hepburn movie. Or this summer, Katharine Hepburn in Vision Quest. Except not at all, because that's not a title from the 60s.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who's in Vision Quest?
I believe it's Matthew Modine. Can we get? I believe it is.
Great.
And a young Matthew Modine.
The Scout.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser. Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Was that Matthew Modine? Okay. And you saw The Fighter with Tom Hardy.
Yes, unbelievable. Miracle.
Come on, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't beat that. Okay. So
what else?
So
basketball.
Yeah.
We're really naming. I feel like we've almost named every sports movie.
I'm gonna do a little digging and send you.
All the boxing ones for sure.
Were fantastic.
But I haven't seen Creed.
You haven't?
No.
That's what I would say. Creed is good. But Creed isn't like.
I've seen them live and they are.
You've seen who live?
Creed.
Huh? Oh, the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen them too, but in their newest, you've seen them, they're touring now.
I haven't seen them live.
Yeah, under the name Florida Georgia Line, but they're the same band.
They're a new band?
No. Do you know Florida Georgia Line?
I got way too excited about that. I was like, then I can go see them because I can buy a ticket to not Creed. Did Creed get to do, by the way, any of the soundtrack for the movie Creed?
I don't think so. I think on purpose that didn't happen.
They fucked up.
One thing I was looking forward to this week is you challenging me with a voice.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing for me to try, and I thought about it last week, and you were right. What I really failed on was the fact that I pushed out.
Yeah.
And I know
you gotta go for it.
And I know I'm not gonna be great at first, but I do have to go for it.
Yeah. That was the slogan for Connect Four, and there's never been a truer slogan for you to apply to your life.
Let me just tell you right now. Sight unseen.
Yeah.
Never played you before, I would fucking kill you in Connect Four.
Wow. Those are some strong words.
I mean, I'm ready at any given time.
Okay.
We could even play a game of Connect Four while we do the podcast.
That sounds like something that would definitely not be exciting for anybody listening or watching.
No, listening, but they can watch right there.
Watching two guys play Connect Four? That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
It might be the best idea, though.
Unless we were playing, well, if you can beat me at Connect Four, I see your Connect Four challenge and raise you a I would whoop your ass at Jumanji.
And now I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was a game.
It is. You have to eat 6 weed brownies before you even play.
Okay. But so that when, I do that before I do anything.
So that when any of these roll, when you roll like double sixes and it's like, you know, the fucking, you know, pigeons come out and attack or, yeah. You know, Tony Danza comes out in a bathrobe on an elliptical.
Yeah.
Whatever the rolls are. Hey, you rolled double fours.
Yeah. Give me Tony Danza on an elliptical watching us play Jumanji.
Wish his fucking TV worked. I'm going to go for 20 more minutes.
Tony Danza on an elliptical sounds a little sexual.
Yeah, it sounds like if The Price is Right just ran out of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, you win, you know, like they're expecting a trip.
Yeah, that's it?
They should do that one time and just completely, just to get some reactions from people.
Give me an impersonation so I can give it a shot.
An impersonation.
Bill
Clinton.
Okay, can you tell me what he sounds like real quick so I can...
Okay. But see, that's the thing where you haven't heard enough Clinton, impressions.
I can't
hear the voice.
I can't hear the voice.
And this, I think, is where we're finding the root of the problem, is that you maybe don't remember what people sound like.
I think that's 100% of the problem.
Yeah.
But once I get it in my head...
Ross Perot, do you remember what he sounded like?
I'm Ross Perot.
There it is. Yeah.
I'm Ross Perot.
There it is. Just keep saying his name.
Yeah, Ross Perot.
Yep.
Here I am, Ross Perot. I know that Donald Trump guy scares you. I know he didn't scare you quite as much as I did, but you know what? You were making fun of my big ears at the time. Look at that dude's hair, right?
There it is.
Am I right? Okay. Now, Ross Perot is coming back. He's running for president this year. And I think, Ross Perot, my number one thing I think I'm going to run on this year is I think we should have In-N-Out in every state. It seems a little crazy to me that people can go into Indiana. The good folks in Indiana need an In-N-Out burger just as much as the people in California or Texas. So, Ross Perot for president, In-N-Out everywhere. Thank you.
It's great.
I mean, now...
I think you definitely connected with the southern twang in his voice. Okay. You want to keep it higher, you know.
Higher than Ross Perot?
Yeah, he was always real, yeah.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
You want to come to my house, Adam?
No, I don't at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
positive. We'll come on over, place Connect Four.
No, I'm good.
I'll whoop your ass in Connect Four.
I'm good, man.
Come on over, Adam. I have a daughter who's 64.
Okay.
She would love you. Isn't that funny? Do you ever get that, some older people came to my show a couple weeks ago, and the woman was like, she had to be 80.
Yeah.
I had such a good time in your show. I'm like, thank you. She goes, I have a daughter who's single.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
for sure.
You're like 80. So she's like, what?
Who knows? Maybe she had her when she was 75.
Yeah, true. Maybe. So she.
Oh, wait. Okay.
That's not.
So young. Maybe she was 60.
And having a baby?
Yeah.
Probably not.
People, that can still happen.
Probably not. Can you Google the oldest person to ever give birth?
I think it's 112.
I think what came out of 112 persons.
What is medically legal?
Well, I'll tell you something right now. If something came out of a 112-year-old vagina, I don't think it'd be a baby.
No, it'll be this.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be some dust or a moth.
A moth, God.
Or maybe...
Do you really think a 112-year-old vagina is that grotesque?
Yes. I think the only thing that would fall out of a 112-year-old vagina, and we're going to lose viewers right now, is just an organ that stopped working.
Jesus, dude.
Oh. So maybe the spleen just stopped working and the body was like, let's get rid of it.
I mean... You just made me think about inviting you to Thanksgiving at my family's, but then also removing you from my phone in the same sentence. Like, here I was thinking like, wow, you would be, because, you know, family Thanksgiving, you definitely need somebody who just brings up crazy fucking questions.
I love doing that shit.
To spark up, because also, to me, that's the time, and I know we're still a few months away from Thanksgiving, but that's the time to, you know,
I don't know, shoot the shit and
see how people really feel. Like, you know, I'm talking to my stepdad, like, we're not like, there's no moment where I'm just like, what do you think a 112-year-old vagina looks like? There's no good moment. But at Thanksgiving dinner, like, not that, you know, with the food and everything around, that's the time to bring up questions in that vein. But it also
is
such an assumed, like, we all know the, you know, the assumed like conversations from whether it's movies or TVs or other Thanksgivings that you've been at, that like there is going to be some maybe really weird conversations going down. So maybe that's the time to bring some shit up.
I think so. Listen, if you're slicing pie and you'd be like,
and you're pumped.
Speaking of pie,
no one's working. You've got pie and food
and drink.
Yeah.
What's the oldest?
70 years old.
Good Lord. Was that in India?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you know that?
I mean, come on. That shit happens in India. I mean, that's where it happens. But she gave birth to like a 14-year-old kid, right? Like the baby was in there just a little too long?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a normal baby.
What if she was like, yeah, no, that's exactly right.
No, that's right. No, they have a technique in India where they hold them in for longer.
Who do you think, in hearing your parole, what celebrity do you think would make the best sports commentator? Like, you know, Dennis Miller sat in the booth for a little bit for Monday Night Football, which I thought was terrible.
Are you talking about for funny or for actual, for entertainment?
No,
for the combination of entertainment and knowledge.
I think way more, they should be definitely bringing more comedians in to do that because the game is so long and like there should be to promote stuff. Like, and they've done it every now and then, like, but they'll cut to, like, I remember it, I think it was when Jimmy Fallon had Fever Pitch coming out and he was at a Red Sox game and they, like, you know, had a guy, Buster Olney or somebody, or maybe it was Peter Gammons who was out in the stands. He was like, I heard you got Fever Pitch coming out. And he started, you know, interviewing Fallon in the stands to promote the movie. But it still was like an interview. It wasn't him getting to like call the game a little bit.
Dennis Leary and Lenny Clark. You know who Lenny Clark is? Okay, so by the way, and if you guys listening don't know who Lenny Clark is, comedic, like, legend.
Shame on you.
Yeah. But Dennis and Lenny have gone in the booth for the Red Sox and called part of the games.
That's amazing.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because Lenny Clark is hilarious.
Also, why wouldn't you want that? The game is so slow. All you have to do, like...
Right?
Some, like, the baseball... I mean, and there are some... I mean, my Mariner commentators, you know, especially Rick Riz, are great and has a great sense of humor and knows when to, like, pepper in some stuff. And his stories are great, you know? But there is still so much time and dead air that it's like... It would be funny to even put, like, throw in some comedic perspective every inning. There's just
I think you'd be amazing. And why I think you'd be amazing is this, is because.
But you have to be clean, too.
Yeah, but this is why I think you'd be amazing. And you've kind of caught on to something about me quicker than most people do.
Yeah.
The fact that I do ask ridiculous questions, and I do ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. That would be great in the booth.
Well, I ask a lot of questions because I'm genuinely curious.
Yep.
Right? But what is great about you is that you answer every question with the same level of seriousness.
Yeah.
Like, you take it all in and you're like, yeah. So that is amazing.
A yes and everything.
Yes and everything. And, but also, you know what's great for clean is voices. It's why Caliendo is used all of the time on Fox with football, because he can do all the voices.
Yeah.
You would crush it. You could pull in a Harry Carey. You could do Riz at Riz.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think all that would be great.
Yeah. So what, but you know, like, I think Nick Swardson would be amazing to put in the booth.
Now,
but who would be, like, you know, and I'm talking, like, I think, you know, Tom Hanks would be amazing.
I bet, you know, and listen, he already does it, but I think Rappaport's really good.
Wow.
I think
so good.
I think he's good because he's absurd and, but funny.
He's also so great. He's also got that. He's almost like the white Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
You know, where like a little bit, like a little bit loud.
Yeah.
And a little bit like, you know, the opinions are coming out so quick that not all of them are necessarily
tied to something. And because I think if you listen to his early stand up when he used to do a show called Comic View, D.L. Hughley is off the cuff, a monster, and knowledgeable and funny and smart. Because I think you also have to have a certain level of being well spoken.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he's smart. He's funny. He can talk about anything, and he's quick on his feet. I think he would be amazing, but I think it also depends on the sport, because baseball lends itself to some people who may be good with long-form story.
Yeah.
Not basketball.
No.
Right?
No, basketball, you gotta be so good at watching and talking fast and articulating.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think I would be the best at it.
No, and I...
Because you also got to be, like, you can't just be saying exactly what's happening. You got to, like, know all the terms. You got to be like, and then down there in the drop step, circle pivot, back up top with the jump stop, double dip, chocolate chip, turn around, slam dunk, yeah. Potty down, central, Miley Cyrus in the USA, here we go, step it up to the streets, Denzel. Like, you got to fucking just, you got to just be saying so much quick shit.
And then here's the thing about baseball and football is that you have a time to regroup, and why I could never do basketball is because if I get stuck wanting to tell a joke, I would tell that fucking joke.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, 12 baskets will have been told. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And in baseball, you can start that joke, but you can get immediately interrupted by, you know, a home run.
Or
which would be great, though, if you were that one announcer that was like, the home run happened, and you were just like, you finished the joke, so you don't even acknowledge it.
All you hear in the background is...
And then you just finish the joke and you go, and that's why the chicken crossed the road, because it saw that 112-year-old vagina. By the way, Cruz just knocked one out of the park.
Here's what one of my dreams is, though, Adam, is to get into a story and be like, did I ever tell you about that time when I was growing up on Halloween?
No.
And that's ball one. So I was out with my buddies, right? And you know, when you are, when you're younger, like, there's certain rites of passage you go through. And as you can see, Price is walking around the mound. He's on the mound. He's getting ready to deal. He's looking in. He takes a sign. It's ball two. And one of the rites of passages at my high school, right? So I love how in baseball, it moves so slowly that you can jump in and out. You couldn't do that in basketball.
No. Well, not with that attitude. But you also... You also have, I don't know, I just think if one announcer just took a risk and decided to tell like some really crazy fucked up story, it would get national news attention.
Charles Barkley. Is he your favorite?
In baseball. He's not my favorite, but he's up there because he has an interesting voice to listen to, but he also owns the fact that at some points Barkley will just literally say the names of the players on the team, who he thinks is good, who he doesn't think is good. And like that's, but he says it in a way where he's just like,
and I know, look, the Lakers have Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard. They got Kobe Bryant, Hall of Famer. Phil Jackson is a coach, but the Miami Heat have LeBron James, Dwayne Wade.
And you're just like, fuck, they do have those guys.
Yeah, and he's naming them.
Yeah, and he's like,
and Chris Bosh had 15 rebounds last game.
And you're like, he did, that's a lot of rebounds.
So, he might have 20 rebounds next time. And you're like, he might.
And that's it. That's his analysis.
Yeah. He's just no real, but you know, you like to listen to him talk. And he's like,
terrible.
And he used to be in McDonald's commercials with Larry Bird. So he's got that cachet.
You know, last week we talked about who our favorite announcer of all time was, our favorite call. Who is your least favorite? And I know you got to go because you got shit to do. Who's your least favorite right now? People fucking
Vin Scully.
Hate Joe Buck. Vin Scully taking a fucking dig at the old dude. Holy shit.
No, he's great.
Why do people hate Joe Buck?
I get that Vin Scully's great, but you know, it was time for him to go.
I agree.
I know you Dodger fans love him, but like, dude, come on, man. Like,
let him go.
It's time. It was probably time 5 years ago. But also, I love the fact that he's going out on top and not like going to die in the booth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Although that
he's 87, right?
He's 88. He's gonna be 89 soon.
Fuck! What a baller! And he's still, you know what? To his credit, he still like kept it moving and could like tell.
Because
at some point, your depth perception can for sure go to where like it would be a foul ball behind home plate, and he could easily have been like swung on and belted, and that's deep to left. No, it's caught actually by the catcher. I don't know what's going on.
Or if the ball comes straight back to him. That's what I kept thinking about.
Is that how it ended?
Protective glass up in front of him. Because if that's how it ended,
oh man,
who is? I know, and I tweeted about this this week, and I had no idea. And by the way, I didn't tell you all my food poisoning stuff. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
People hate Joe Buck. I don't understand why. I know he loves the Cardinals, but I don't know why. He seems pretty good. Who is your least favorite announcer? Any sport. I mean, you like the Gundys?
The Gundys are all right.
All right.
I actually love Stan Van Gundy, yeah. Is it Stan Van Gundy is the short one?
It's
no, that's the
Jeff.
Yeah, Stan Van Gundy is the guy who looks like... Your dad's best friend / assistant coach for like the girls volleyball team
yes.
that may or may not have been involved in like some sort of scandal where he stumbled in drunk to the showers and
definitely
was like,
still plays
I thought
first
practice
base.
Wasn't here today. You know what I'm saying? And everyone's like, well, it's definitely not Stan. That doesn't even add up, man. Plus, you're holding two bottles of Jack Daniels.
Why are you naked?
Yeah, why are you naked?
Practice was in here.
I thought we were practicing in the shower today. Yeah, so probably one of, actually for tennis, I think it's, I don't know what his name is. Fuck.
Is it the Collins dude?
Actually, you know who I don't like?
Huh.
It's that the super British soccer announcer for the World Cup.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I don't know what it is, but he's just got a little too, it just maybe sounds a little too posh. Like he just fucking like,
yeah.
It's like, look, I'm already giving soccer more attention than I want to be. You almost feel like you're talking down to me. Like,
can we add SportsCenter anchors into the, because I know.
No. They're not sports commentators.
Okay.
They're just, yeah.
Because my.
That's a whole other podcast, by the way.
There's a dude on SportsCenter that I just, and I know people love him, and I just.
Save it.
Okay.
Save it. We'll get into it.
Tim McCarver for me would be it.
As the worst? Oh, boy.
Just can't do Tim McCarver.
Hey, Adam, when did the podcast come to an end? When did they stop doing it? When Josh said he didn't like Tim McCarver.
Are you a Tim McCarver fan?
I'm not a fan, but I do enjoy his work. Over the years? Come on, man.
Yeah.
He was a part of that team that called the Blue Jays World Championship game.
He's terrible.
Okay.
He's terrible. And I like Chris Collinsworth, and I like all the guys you guys hate. I like Joe Buck. I love Gruden. I like Troy Aikman.
Yeah, but you don't like McCarver.
No.
All right, well.
And so next week, and this is a little shorter one. What time is it?
I got to go.
I know. So you're not going to do, we'll fill in the Capitals next week for the empty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we didn't do that. I knew you were in a rush.
Yeah.
And buddy, I think these are getting better and better.
Yeah. And guests coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell your friends. And listen, Facebook Live people, we are going to have an intern / my son come, and he's going to start to read your comments to
us.
So make sure you watch on Facebook Live, and you can find that link all the time. We tweet it out. And man, this was another winner, brother.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And you guys have a good weekend.
Later.
Good call!
Hey guys, it's me, Owen Benjamin, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will, because we learn from it. And it's kind of fun. And we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh? With me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it. Be sure to rate it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/OwenBenjamin. I love you.